Doubt thou the stars are fire? Doubt that the sun doth move? Doubt truth to be a liar? But never doubt I love. William Shakespeare. The sun rays lay battered on the ground, sparing my face as the tree gave me the much-required shelter. This was a huge, bulky banyan tree that stood still above my head. I began to feel it with my trembling fingers and wondered how could it stand at one place and not feel the need to move. I found it hard to be in such a situation for a few weeks, and look at this tree. I had not slept well in the last few weeks. The four walls paid no mercy. All I had made in these weeks was 420 rupees. The count was also not too great. Look at the match. 420. I began to laugh at myself. Some people in the outside world consider me a fraud. Well, I shall soon join the plastic world, a world that had all the fingers pointed at me. In a few minutes, a passerby stopped the car to pee, and the music that he played made me remember Gauri. This was something I missed a lot inside the 6x6 cell. I should be happy that I was a free bird, but I was not that happy. The only time when Gauri and I had been apart was when I had gone with my chums to Tashkent, and she had gone with hers to Bangkok. Those memories, those beautiful memories, caused a stabbing pain in my heart. She has gone out of my life now, forever it seems. I began to howl like a lost child. "All okay, bro?" asked one of the car occupants.
"Don't ask him, yaar. Can't you see he has just been released from the prison? He must be missing everyone," replied his friend, who appeared to be a regular at the jail.
I told them I was waiting for my folks to fetch me and take me home. That guy moved his legs as he began zipping up. He seemed relieved. The boys waved at me, and that got me to smile. The world had not changed as much as I feared, or so I thought.